This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the look.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And Mike Plasters, how are you, babe?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
I am doing fine. I'm doing fine. Trying to recoup after my horse lost on the second race of Saturday night.
Right.
And, you know, the thing about Mike, you know, you have the masses. And that's the one thing I hate about being the favorite. When you're the favorite, I feel like there's much more pressure. I got guys walking up to me. Oh, I put $50 on your horse.
Right.
I got $50. I got $100. I'm like, you know, it was cute. It was cute, and I kind of appreciated it at first. But then it's like an entire 6,000 lynch mob looking at me, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And it becomes a little rough. And the horse, you know, inside – I think Santiago held the horse back a little bit. I don't know what the hell happened. You can't come back 6-7 on a 6-furlong race like that. And it just we'll get to that in a minute. But just the crowd was good. Mm-hmm. Another great crowd out there. It's just electrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That a little track down south of Illinois,
oh, yeah,
draws so many people, and people love it here.
They come out and, you know, in groves and everything. They love their horse racing around here. But to get back to your point, you know, most of the people out there that's listening know that I do represent the Santiago, and sometimes you drop the ball. The horse run, he rode him the same way he did the time before, but the fractions was much slower.
Yeah.
You know, I picked him up from the airport last night. He got in at midnight. He flew up to Canterbury and was riding a stake up there. And I addressed him with a question, you know, what happened to that horse? And he said, well, Mike, he said, you know, they broke. And I took him back like I had the last couple of starts. And he you know, sometimes you drop the ball. You got to know how
going. I get
you
it.
You know, everybody makes mistakes.
No, for sure.
He felt bad about it. It was, you know, it's too late. You just got to – everybody's human. The horse, you know, he ran hard up the lane, but you can't close on slow fractions like that.
No. When they're running like 48s and
– yeah, they went 24-48.
Yeah.
And them horses, you know, should be running 22 in high change or 23 in low. I mean,
for
it
you to
difference.
Make a move like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you've got to – they've got to come back to you. And, you know, he dropped the ball. That's part of it. They've got a split-second decision to make, and you're not going to make the right decision all the time. And
unfortunately,
it was your horse, and he feels bad about it. But hopefully in 2 weeks we can redeem ourselves and maybe get to win.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, pal. I'm all for that. And I'm never one to blame anything on anyone. I just think that when – those two get on, the horse and the jock, they're one.
Right.
They work as one. So it just wasn't our day. And I'll give a shout-out to our winner here in a second. Let's get to our first race here, though, August 12th. And like I said, it was a beautiful night for racing. It was like in the, I think, like 82, 83 degrees. It was,
I'll
tell you what, it was great. It was great. And seeing all the people there at Fairmont Park, we got to be happy. I mean, management's got to be happy. The people that work there got to be happy.
Absolutely.
It's like a domino effect, and I just don't see us going away.
No.
I see this sport hanging around here in the St. Louis area. And that's a something right there to think about, because we're actually – it's a carnal nation. It's a carnal type of town, you know. And
right.
It seems like whenever they're not playing or something – I mean,
yeah, and they was in town this weekend.
Yeah, they were in town.
So, how about that? And they had a 6 o'clock first pitch was at 6. So
that's amazing.
We had a big crowd as usual, and I think Bush had 40,000 people. So
nice. All right, folks, let's get to our first race here. And our first race was a quarter horse race. What was this one going, Mike? 350 yards or three?
Yeah, 350.
350, and the purse was 8,600. And was this this was the optional claimer. And anything stand out here, Mike? Go ahead, give it to us on this one.
Usual suspects. You know, Bill Griffin and Uriel Lopez, they've just been absolutely dominating these quarter horses. And I think we both had this horse picked last week when we did our radio show. Uriel broke out of there. The horse didn't get off real sharp, but he got away third. Was less than a length behind, and went to the front and just kind of carried on his way. And Balon and Red Running Baron was second. Stoley finished third with Antonio Trujillo.
Well, I was near that, but I had the 5-horse doing a little bit better on paper, too. But you know what? It came in 8-6-1, a Chick's Fury, Lopez. Was the winning jockey. He seems like he's comfortable with the quarter racing.
Yeah, and Uriel's been riding a long time, and he just started riding quarter horses 3 or 4 years ago here, and he caught right on to it. And the guy he rides for, you know, people want to give the credit to the horses and the jockey so much, and which they totally deserve. But, you know, sometimes the trainers get overlooked just a little bit, and the owners always get overlooked. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in the business. But this Bill Griffin, he's been training quarter horses for a long time, and he knows what the hell he's doing, and he does a very good job. His horses are broke well. You never see them misbehaving. They load in the gate, and there's a lot of them that act up in the gate.
Right,
Bill's
right.
Horses are schooled. He does a terrific job with them.
Good job. Way to go, Bill. The 6-horse Running Red Baron, and that was your jock there, Victor Balon, and crowd favorite. They had near 2-1 on there, and both 8 and the 6, folks, under 2-1. So you know what? You had the right horses there, and the third place horse, the 1 Stoley Time Trujillo, and that went off at 6.5-1. Anything on this 5 that I threw up there? I mean, just didn't get out there, right?
This looked like it didn't fire, you know?
Just didn't fire. And that's the key on this quarter racing. I mean, you got to get out.
And
the
first
5 yards have got to be just explosion.
Yeah, and he got away last. So it's hard to make any kind of ground up. Because they definitely don't come back to you going 350.
Yeah. $2 exact, 8-6, paid $10.20. That's really good pay on that. And 50-cent try, 8-6-1, $17.30. And the 10-cent super, 8-6-1-3, $12.33. All right, now let's get to my race, the one that I was telling you folks all about here. And this was a claiming race going 6 furlong, 3,200. And what did you see here, Mike?
Well, Wall Street Josh, he broke out in front, got a very easy lead, and he just kind of galloped around there and hung on. He won by neck and got a little pressure from the 4 who finished third, Bo Zippity, or second, I'm sorry. And they kind of met up at the 3/8 pole, but with them slow fractions like that, they it's hard to come back. You know, it's hard for a horse to make up ground, which that's what your horse fell in the category of.
Right.
And for third, I have to give Strath Allen and Molina some credit. He rode a good race, and that horse was, you know, right there at the end, got beat 2 lengths, and he proved that he deserved to be in that race.
Well, I definitely gave a big shout-out to Dan O'Halloran and Christy O'Halloran on this one. I mean, the horse seen that 4 coming right up to it,
mm-hmm.
and Wall Street just dug in. Street Josh just dug in.
Matter of fact,
in.
I think he actually got headed.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been a whole turnaround, a U-turn for this barn here.
Yeah.
The O'Halloran barn has been putting up wins. I remember a couple years ago when these folks just used to win one race, and they used to have it on Facebook, and
right.
And it was like a hallmark moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're doing it frequently.
Oh yeah,
they're finding the finish line, and these folks work hard. So yeah, you know what? God bless them. And I got beat, and I'll be back. And definitely a shout out to Wall Street Josh, who dug in. And then you had what was that? That was the Hellman horse, right? The Bio Zippity.
Yes.
And he came flying, and it was a nice race.
Yes,
nice
it was.
Race to watch there. Any case, the payoffs on this one were, let's check it out, had to be pretty good because I was the favorite. All right, $2 exact, the 3-4, $32.80, the 50-cent try without the favorite there, 3-4-2, $23.95, and the $1 daily double, 8-3, $12.90. I thought it would have been a little bit more.
Yeah, I would have too with the one horse not in the picture.
Not in the picture at all. So that's what we have there. Let's move on to race number three. And race number three, you know, things started turning a little bit around for me. I said, okay, let's just get rid of that. Let's get, you know, you can't slouch in this game.
No.
When you start thinking, okay, I lost, I'm gonna get in my car and leave, forget about it.
Right.
You're in the wrong game. You gotta be like those NFL kickers. If you miss it, you gotta come back and forget about it.
That's right.
All right. So this was a maiden special weight here, and going 6 furlongs, purse $8,000. And what did you have on this one, Mike?
I think we both had the same thing. I went with the two horse, the one who knocks. First time starter, been working well. Just didn't fire. He broke out last. Run real green up the backside. Dirt was hitting him in his face, and he, you know, first time starter. Sometimes they do that. Actually, most of the time they do that. But we went for a price in here. He was 8-1, and I think he ended up going off at there you go. He went off the favorite. We must have a lot of people listening to us.
Right. But, I said 5-2 or 3-1. 7-2 is what I predicted when the smoke cleared.
Right. And he's 2.5-1 almost. So that was a good call there. But Jake's Mineshaft won the race. Eddie Essen Price. Javier Diego picked up this mount. Bilby had he took off. I don't know if he was sick or what have you, but he didn't ride this night. The bug boy, Diego, picked up without the bug weight. It was kind of a good win for him. Hyde Green, which both of us had to run second, did run second. And Robbie Jones and Lopez for Jerry Hammond run third. And we both had him to run third. So
right. And let's check out the prices on this one, Mike. We've got $2 exact, 6-7, paid $36.80. The 50-cent try, 6-7-4, $25.65. The $1 daily double, 3-6, $19.50. The 50-cent pick, 3-8-3-6, $15.90. And the 10-cent super, 6-7-4-5, $9.51. Let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we've got a 6 furlong, and this was a good one here to watch because not in the sense that it was a competitive race, but it was just something that you're seeing good horses out there. It was
right.
It was damn good seeing. I love seeing this horse. Gone Ghost was unbelievable. I'm still thinking on how it ran, and my God, Becker's got a good one here.
Yeah.
I like this horse. Gone Ghost won the race here, and it was 40 cents to the dollar on the wagering.
Right.
What is that, 3-5?
Yes.
All right. So that one won the race, followed by two, Purging the Stone, and that went off at $9-1, actually. And the four horse here, Infinity Mischief, and that was a Balaam Victor, and that was the second favorite horse at 2.5-1. I kind of jumped all over this one, Mike.
Right.
This was the one that I said, I don't see the 3 and the 5 even being in the picture. I knew the one was just going to dominate from the start to the finish, just completely dominate. I said the two and the four are the ones that are going to be the money makers here. How are they going to come about this? Now, I wanted originally to make this a 1-2, mm-hmm. $50 exacta box, but then I was scared of the four. So I said, you know what? This is gutsy, but let's do it. Let's go with a $50 trifecta box here, one with the 2-4 and one with the 4-2.
Right.
And sure enough, it happened like that. And like I said, this gone ghost. What do you think Becker's going to do with this one?
Well, he's been running him. He started off his career here, and I think he won three or four in a row last year when he ran him here. He went to Chicago to Hawthorne, and he did pretty good up there. I don't know. I don't have his stats in front of me, but this horse has only been beat a few times out of 10 or 12 starts, and he is a fast horse.
I'm not kidding.
Day one, when
yeah.
I know when Santiago worked him the first time out of the gate, he told me, he said, I don't know what kind of horse this is, how he's bred or anything. He said, but this is one fast dude right here.
Dude, and he was unbelievable. I'm watching him.
He was on cruise Saturday night.
I mean, it just seemed like everything, he looked like one of those Olympic-style runners, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, this horse, you see horses just like, hey, you know what, I'm tired, I can't wait to get to the finish line.
Right.
This one seemed like, I could go another turn here still probably catch that 3 and 5.
And he's not really one-dimensional. He's got so much natural speed. And I think they went to quarter in, 23 seconds? And for that horse, that's pedestrian. And if you look at the splits, 46 to the half, so he went another 23 second quarter.
Hmm.
So that's pretty pedestrian again. But look at the final time, 110.
110.
And was drawn off. He don't have to have the front. He's come. He can, you know, lay wrist right off the pace. But it's kind of hard finding pace
that,
to front of you. You know,
exactly.
He's so fast. It's hard to find himself there. You know,
if he would have slowed down to wait for the pace, that's an extra 2 seconds probably.
Right.
So no, this horse is definitely folks. If you're out there, maybe circle this horse, put him in your Equibase barn.
Your favorites.
Yeah, and make this one to watch, because I guarantee this horse just tuned up for something here, and he's headed probably to Arlington.
He's been running at Arlington.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's one going long, too.
Yeah.
He's no slouch going
around. No. He finished out mm-hmm. like he can go another turn.
Yeah.
So I was very impressed. I'll tell you what, Scotty, you got a good one here. I like this horse. And I'm sure if Scotty was here right now, he'd be like, well, you know, you haven't really seen my others, too, have you? All right, that's a typical Scotty Becker response there. All right, I had the 1-2-4-5-3. I missed the last two just to be a show-off.
Right.
I had a 5-3. It ended up being 3-5. All right, let's just move on here. Let's check out the price tags on this. The $2 exacta, 1-2, $9.60. The 50-cent try, 1-2-4, $2.70. And if you put a $50 trifecta box on this, guess what? You got back $270.
There you go.
That's what I got. So I was all over that one, and which set me up perfectly after I read this $1 daily double, 6-1, $5.10. And a 50-cent pick three, 3-6-1, $22.35, which is not a bad payoff at all here, my friends.
No.
What did we have? We had two. I mean, they weren't chalk before
actually,
that horse.
That's right. You had
it's so unpredictable.
Second race was 2 or 3 to 1. The third race wasn't high odds, and then this race here,
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Yeah. But this is the type of race here where you're singling this horse. And you're going to run a daily double with this horse, too. And that's what I did. And I jumped all over that one, too. Let's get to the next race here. I think the next race I jumped all over the three horse, and that was the Martinez horse. Yes, that is mm-hmm. correct. And let's go to it right now. This was a 1 mile claiming 4,000. And, hey, I came flying through this one with my daily double. I gave it on the green sheet. People bought into it, and boom, there it is. Sugar Vision, the three horse, and that was Giles and Martinez horse there. And it went off at nearly 2-1. Nearly 2-1. The one horse Runaway Market, Baylon. And that went off at 10-1. And the five horse Mighty Gene. Mighty Gene kind of screwed it up for me, but on the trifecta aspect. But Uriel Lopez, and that went off at nearly 4-1. Anything on this one that stood out?
Yeah, Mighty Gene, I'm going to give him a pass in this race. Him and the seven-horse Spotty hooked up in a pretty good speed duel, even though the times were a little slow. These are slow horses, so them two was kind of out front and wing-dinging it, and it's set up perfect for Giles and Sugar Vision, and Francisco did a good job sitting back. Matter of fact, I think he was last at one point.
I can't believe the comeback he made. I didn't think he could do it.
Well, with them other two horses out front the way they was, it really hurt Mighty Gene. He went off at almost 4-1, so I would kind of keep an eye on him the next time he runs, so he might be a little tighter and maybe won't get hooked up in a speed duel the way he did.
Definitely. But shout out to my man, Ralphie Martinez here on a nice win. Let's see the payoffs on this one. The $2 exacta, 3-1, $35.20. The 50-cent try, 3-1-5, $39.60. The 10-cent super. By the way, I jumped on board here. I went with the 3. Which one was that? I went with the 3-6-4-1. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I threw in the 5 in there. I threw the 5 horse in there too. But the 4 and the 6, something happened with the 4 here. I mean, he couldn't get his feet in there. I don't know what happened. But
he just looked like he was hitting bad, so the rider pulled him up. He just didn't feel comfortable.
Anyway, I had this super effect. I boxed the 3-6-4-1-5. Mm-hmm. I didn't throw the 2 in there. And made that for $1, and that was a $120 ticket right there. So right. I got screwed on that last horse there. I just wanted to throw that out there. See, it's a humbling game.
Definitely
humbling sport.
Is. Yes, it is.
$2 exacta, 3-1, $35.20. The 50-cent try, 3-1-5, $39.60. The 10-cent super, 3-1-5-2. $66.17, and this was my pick here. I loved it. $1 daily double, 1-3. You could have cashed that one after the first race because I was all over it. 1-3, $4.10, and the 50-cent pick, 3-6-1-3, $10.80. You know what, Mike? When people see me say that, you know, hey, it's $4.10, but I'm not playing $1 either.
Right.
So, you know, that these add up.
Oh, definitely.
These add up. So when people say, oh, well, it was only $4.10, you don't want $4.10 on a $1 play? I think I do. That's what I like. So anyway, we loaded up, me and my crew here, and we did pretty good. Moving on. Well, also the green sheet, by the way. I gave that out. They were loving it. Green sheet was hot. Let's scroll down right there. Sixth race, and the sixth race was a claiming 3,200 going 6 furlongs. And what'd you see here, Mike?
Well, Highway 54 finally got it done. I think I've been calling this horse's number for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 starts.
Yeah, he barely got it done too.
Yeah, he did. That was a close race. It kind of set up good for him, a little kick, and Green Means Go went out and set some pretty good fractions. And Highway 54 finished strong. Horse to watch next time will be the three horse. That's
yeah.
It, I'm leaving. And that was the first start of the year for him. Actually, it's the first start he's had in 11 months. He just got beat a nose, and he will be the one to beat the next time this race comes around.
And we will circle that one, too. And then the one horse, Green Means Go, 3-1 there. I had this one 3-6. You know what? You box that. That's a winner right there. Let's see what it paid off here. Mike, 6-3 paid $12. That's not bad at all. $12. I'm sure my people out there that play the green sheet, they box it. I encourage boxing. I'm just not a fan of playing straight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that trifecta, though, I seen it. I seen the race unfolding because there's five horses. Two of them aren't going to keep up with those other three.
Right.
All
right,
so in the other three, I broke it down to one horse is going to pull away from it. Those two other horses can't keep up with it. It's those two other horses that were the key
right.
in that race. So in this one, I just don't like playing straight exact. I'm not good with those. Let's box it, 6-3. That paid $12. And the 50-cent try, 6-3, won $7.70. The $1 daily double, 3-6, $7.60. And the 50-cent pick, 3, 1-3-2/6, $9.60. And the 10-cent superfecta, 6-3-1-5, $8.96.
Now, another horse to kind of keep an eye on out of this race, the one horse, Green Means Go, who finished third. He was privately purchased after the race, and he'll be in a new barn the next start. Gerald Butler will be the trainer.
That's a live barn. That's a live barn. It's a live barn for sure. Let's go to race number 7 here, and race number 7 is a 6-furlong allowance optional claimer, $10,000, and this is a pretty good race. And this is the one that I think you said, let me see here, you made this. Was this the cold exacta?
I don't remember if this one here was or not. I don't have nothing.
I think it's the 7th or the 8th race. Yeah, you made it your cold exacta play of the day.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Yeah. Honey's Tail, Mike's been talking about this horse, and he was kind of excited about it from the last show. Honey's Tail ends up winning the 2-horse, and that was the Molina horse, and that went off at – less than 2-1. Number 1, Partey by Giles. How come I always say Giles? Giles, and that went off at 9.5-1. And third place horse here, the 4, Kissin' Rosie, and that was Baylon, and that went off at 6-1. Any feedback on this one?
It was pretty much over with the half-mile pole. This Honey's Tail come back and run this exact same way I thought she would. Got pressured early from the 3-horse Saturday Song. The horse that Santiago was on hadn't run since April. She probably needed this one getting back into running shape. She just got tired, simple as that. I think she'll redeem herself the next time, plus Honey's Tail won't be in this same condition, so she'll probably find herself on the lead by herself. But the horse that I was pretty impressed with in here was the Partey. Silva sent her down from Chicago. Sometimes you don't get over this track real good the first time you run over it, but she seemed to handle it well, and she ran a nice race.
Yeah, yeah. I had the Santiago horse on top here, followed by Honey's Tail. And I guess it just didn't want to fire out. I guess it just got tired. Tired like me. The 8th race, or let's have the payoffs here. Can't do without the payoffs. The $2 exacta here, 2-1, $31.60. The 50-cent try, 2-1-4, $26.20. And the $1 daily double, $8.80 on the 6-2. 50-cent pick 3-3 with the 2/6-2. $15.80 and the 10-cent superfecta, 2-1-4-5, $13.41. Let's move on to the finale here. Finale, the race number 8, 6-furlong, claiming $3,200. And the winner was the 2-horse bank account. Bank account brought this home. Santiago, less than a dollar. Santiago comes back and finishes the night off with a win here, followed by the 8, Tyler T. That was the Molina horse, and that went off at 6-1. And the 6th horse, Wildwood Summertime, Trujillo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trujillo. And that went off at 20-1. Huh? And look at that. Look at that, will you? I think I might have been around it. No. I don't even know where the hell I got. Seven was scratched then, right?
Yeah, seven horse was scratched.
Okay, so I had the 2589, 2589, and the 9 Susan's Wrap. And, you know, here's the thing about that damn Susan's Wrap. Every time I count it out, it does something.
Right.
And when now I said, you know, and that's what I left on my notes there, too. I said, every time I leave this horse out, I get screwed. So I'm putting it back in here. And look what it does here. Finishes dead last, and I probably had it on the back end of my super there. All right. So, yeah, that's where we had it, though, right? I mean, that's he didn't come in. Yeah, he's in dead last. All right, any case, here's what we got. We got a 2-8, $21 on the exacta, the 50-cent try, 2-8-6, $38.30. I just messed that up. It's no big deal. Anyone could have seen that. 10-cent super, 2865. That's what I meant. I had him in my superfecta.
Right.
I shouldn't have put him in my superfecta.
Yeah, I didn't like that horse in there for the simple reason he was going three quarters. I like him going long, but
right.
He's kind of he is a one dimensional horse. He's got to have the lead.
Right. Right. Well, didn't get the lead. The 10-cent super, 2865, $24.63. $1 daily double. The deuces, $7. And 50-cent pick 3-2 with the 6-2 with the 1 with the slash 2. All these numbers because there have been scratches. $11.45. And the 50-cent pick 4. Ooh, only $35.50. But we got a 3 with the 2 slash 6 with the 2 slash 1 with slash 2 with the 7. And big deal, $35.50. All right, that's what we got on this one, my friends. Now let's move on to the future of racing. And that is Tuesday. And that is Hooky Day. Hooky Day.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it because my wife thinks I'm working. I'm
right
at the studio. I'm out there. I'm with Rodney Dangerfield. I tell you, my horse is out there, I tell you. Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. I got my buddies out there. It's all fun. It's all fun. I think my guys all make up excuses, too, to get out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The kids.
That's why it's called horse hooky.
Kids start school tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it tomorrow for Illinois?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's Wednesday for our kids here.
Right.
All right, so let's go to the first race here, and this is a 1 mile 70, claiming 4,000. And Mike, before we get to this race, does the track have any bearing going along the first race?
No.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to throw that out there. All right, so who do you got here?
Yeah, I think this is a really wide open race. It's a short field of 5, but I can't throw nobody out. I mean, I came up with the 5-horse Life is a Ride just for class purposes alone. She gets Balon back on a board. She's ran one race going long in her life, and she won it, but it's been a long time ago. She's changed hands over the last couple of starts, and Denny Smith has her now. Eddie S. and Price had her for quite a few years. I think she's just a class to feel that way. I'm going to give her the nod. Number 5, Life is a Ride, over number 4, Wake Up and Run, for second. And for third, I went with the 3-horse, Just Sky.
Okay, wow. You know what? I took the 4 down to the bottom on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Life is a Ride. I love what I'm seeing from this horse coming down the stretch. It seems like it gets stronger, and it seems like it can go further. I look for that. The chemistry is right there. Around that turn, this horse doesn't flatten out. This horse doesn't gasp for air and hang on. This horse likes to come on. And I think with Balon on this horse, Balon likes to come on like that. He's that type of jockey. I like this horse here. I like the 5. Life is a Ride. And I went with the one horse, Twirling Millie. And Twirling Millie, to me, I really see this horse is, this is the one that they're going to try to catch.
Right.
This is the one that's going to be the one that's wearing down and gasping for the air, gasping for the finish line. But I think that this horse hangs on here for second. I mean, they, you know what? As much as we look at it, this horse they paid some money for this down the line. I mean, this what, $20,000 mm-hmm. once
stud fee.
Yeah, stud fee. It's only a 4 year old. I think it's only gonna get a little bit better here. I like this horse to hang on here. It's all about speed. So the one horse Twirling Millie and Victor. I think Victor will have it up there.
Right.
And the two horse. Let's skip Phil. And that is the two horse here. I mean, look at the drop. Look, how the hell
we're looking at Fiji.
What did I say?
Phil.
Did I say Phil? Well, I did say Phil. All right, let's skip Phil and Fiji. How's that? All right, so let's skip Fiji here. And look at the class drop. I mean, Mike, is the ownership here just saying we want to win?
Pretty much,
yeah. We want to win, and it may cost a claim, but I don't care. This horse is going to get in the winner's circle. Yeah, it's a desperate mode for this barn.
The thing that hurts her just a little bit in here is she's going to come from the clouds, and Tuesday afternoons it usually favors speed, but she might have enough class to
enough class
race.
And enough on the distance to know what the hell this race is all about. This is all this horse runs.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not going to get tired. And plus, it's now facing lesser mm-hmm. of the horses. You know what? It could very well easily move up the totem pole with me. Totem pole, yeah. So that's the two horse. And, you know, you went with Wake Up and Run, but I, you know, Wake Up and Run to me.
Roll Over Went to Sleep.
I don't know. It may be sleeping on this one. I don't see it, and I think my green sheet people are going to look at me and go, "Hey, you got a 5-2 horse here, picked dead last." And like I said, I think I made a good argument for my first three horses there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to race number two, and race number two is a mile 70, claiming 3,200. What is it? Same race, Mike?
Yes.
All right, same race. Let me start this one off. I went with the two horse here, Paris Pike. The power numbers on this one, I really like it. I love what I'm seeing from this horse. Likes to go out to the front. This is the type of horse that likes to hang on to the front too. It doesn't wear out. I think Santiago knows how to run this horse. Don't be scared if this horse is out in front. This is how this horse likes to go here, my friend. So I like Paris Pike on top, followed by, Tidious?
Yes, Tidious.
Now, why can't it be Tidious?
Well, it can be Tiddy, Tidy, however you want to pronounce it.
All right, we'll say Tidious/Tidious. All right, and that's the sixth horse here, and that is Velasquez and Rattan is the trainer on this one. Let's scroll down, check it out. And you know what? Well, it's darked out on me, but I like the numbers. I like the – now, you're running a 77 to 78 up in Arlington. I like that. I like seeing that in the 75 speed numbers up in Hawthorne. It sets up here. It sets up here, Mike. I like this horse to close in and make this one interesting. So we got the – what do we got? We got my thing just got out of there, too. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
My picks, they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
My
Uh-oh.
Picks are gone. Hang on here.
The blind here.
Let me, and the producer just went to go take a break. Can you believe
there
that?
There you go. You got it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not that dumb. All right, so we got the six horse coming second, and then that follows it up by the one horse. The one horse is Lethal. I like that name, Lethal. Yeah. And Lethal... Again, I like it. I like it. It's a closer. You got to get closers in these long-distance races here. Yeah. I like the April 29th race here. But you know what? From 5th all the way down to 1st, it likes to make a nice move. I'm buying into it, Mike. What do you got here, babe?
Two horse all the way. Paris Pike, he goes to the front, never looks back. I think he's by far the best horse in the race. I like the five horse a little bit. He's coming off of a sprint race, which was just more or less a work for him. Putting him back to his favorite distance. He's won two races going a mile and 70. He's won a lot more than that going a flat mile. He's made $117,000, old class horse. He'll be forwardly placed. He'll be sitting probably two, three lengths behind Paris Pike. And I look for him to run a clear-cut second and followed by the four-horse, Wicked Cheer. I know your point on Tidius, as you say. And
Tidius.
Yeah.
Tidius.
Wicked Cheer has outrun that horse. Three starts back. I don't see any difference here. So I went with a 2-5-4.
2-5-4. Well, we're a little different on this one.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be about. So I got a 2-6-1. You got a 2-5-4. All right. All righty. So let's move on to race number three. Race number three is a maiden special weight here. And this is my long shot play of the day. This is my long shot play of the day, Mike. I got the 6 horse here, Rowdy Roger. And this is by Arietta Wells combination. Check this out. The sire has 16% wins.
Mm-hmm.
And the dam side has 26% wins.
Wow.
And that's a lot of wins. You don't see a good combination like that between the sire and the dam. And that's what we have here. I think there's a lot of chemistry in this horse right now. And Rowdy Roger, I see winning this one at 10-1 just for the connections alone. Followed by the 7, Uncle Patty. And that's the Molina Cox. Sire at 12%. The dam is at 14% winners on the first time around. And the trainer on top of that is doing 29% on maiden special weights.
That's pretty strong.
Was that maiden special weights or was that, let me check that out, or was that winners? No, that's John Cox is at 29%. He's winning right now.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a maiden special weight, but 29%. He's in the winner's circle right now, and that's a big number.
Yes, it is.
And I went with the 4 horse here, and I know I'm going to screw this one. Galeb's winner? Is that it? Galeb's?
Correct, yes.
All right. How did you know that?
Well, look what barn it's in.
Well, yeah. That's your barn. All right. And obviously, you're going to give it props. Whenever Becker has his horse in a maiden special weight, first time out, it's a live horse. If you got a Becker horse first time out and a maiden claiming 4,000, that's the one that he's wanting to kick out of his barn. That's the one he's hitting with a newspaper out the ass. Get out of here. But, no, he's alive on this one. And you know what? I'm just going on the pedigree on the 6 and the 7. I think they really stand out here on the sire and dam side. But don't ever count Scotty Becker out of this one. So that's what we have, the 6-7-4. What do you got?
I went with the Becker horse, the 4 horse, Galeb's winner. I remember his mother. She was a really nice mare. This horse here, I've seen him work. He's worked well. Looks like he's ready to win right off out of the gate. And I do like the 7-2, Uncle Patty, John Cox's horse. I've seen this horse work a couple of different times and has never done anything wrong and has got a lot of speed. And for third, I went with the 2-horse running Vicky, Chris Dorse, and Uriel Lopez. All three first-time starters in my trifecta I've got. And, you know, you've got one horse in here. Actually, you've got all first-time starters except for the one.
One. And there's one more.
Five.
Yeah, the 5.
And both of them got beat as far as you could throw a rock. So I'm just going with connections mainly and a little bit on the breeding side.
The 6th-end influence you had all there, huh?
No.
What I brought up?
No.
No. Okay. That's good. Well, I'll be cashing. let's go to race number 4. Race number 4 is a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming 12,500 here, my friends. Another good race here.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Roger's putting some good races together. God bless him.
Yeah, using some of these allowance races and that way we can all make a little bit of money.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to make money. Well, we've got what do you got on this one, Mike? Who do you got?
Well, I'm going to go with the real long shot in this race. You're going to probably think I'm crazy. I'm going with Miss Clipper. And really? Going out on a limb at 3 to 5.
Yeah, imagine that.
She ran a little flat the last time she run, but I think everybody's or Scotty's got her figured out and ready to go back to the winner's circle. I look for her to bounce out of there and just kind of put a gone ghost experience on some of these fillies.
That was an ugly experience on the
Fighting
foes.
Market, the 5 horse. I'm going to use her for second. She's been right there the last 4 or 5 times she's run. No reason to change it up. And for this third place finisher, I'm going to go with Jerry Hammond, number 6, At the Wire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't agree with you anymore on this one. I have a 2-5-6 as well. I think Miss Clipper here is definitely the horse to beat. And if you guys want to look like a rock star, if you're taking your girlfriends out to the track, act like you know about horses and say this 2-horse can't miss in this race, because this horse cannot miss. I really think that this is my best play of the day. But again, 3 to 5, you're not getting value, but at least you'll be cheering on a thing that's going to get in there. What, 5-6 lengths, I think,
yeah,
maybe?
I think
yeah.
Whatever she wants to win by.
Yeah, that's what I got. But you know what, folks? This is the type of race, though, that you can single the 2 in your pick 3, because the race number 3, that's not a given. That's not a given at all. So your daily double on the race number 3, you could go all and then throw the 2 in with number 4 in the race number 4 here. And you got yourself a nice little wager. If one of these long shots come in on race number 3, again, how the hell we know? They're first-time starters. Mike's going by the barn, the jock, and all that. But I'm telling you, that these horses, they're first-time out. You never know what you got.
Right.
So this is the type of race where you single. If you're playing all the little gimmick plays like the daily doubles and the possibly the pick 4s and the pick 3s, this is the one you single out. So that's my little advice on that.
That's good advice there.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I think it's good advice. I think she is a single.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you got to look at. Let's look at race number 5 here. Race number 5 is a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And, well, you started the last one. I'll start this one here.
Okay.
I went with the 2-horse, Richie Rocks, and that's Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Diego horse, because I like Diego out front. I'm not sure I want Diego in the back to make a move or anything like that. So this is the type of horse that it's the blueprints are perfect for Diego. I think this – and Dill, I like Dill. Yeah. He's a good trainer. Any relation to Martinez? I think they're cousin, uncle? I don't know.
Well, Ralph married George, who passed away. This is George's son, George
right.
Jr.
I knew it was something like that. Yeah.
He married the granddaughter.
All right, yeah. So I got Richie Rocks on this one, and that's on top, and that's going off at 2-1. Diego's on the horse. Then we went with the five horse Electric Cat. And why I like the Electric Cat here, because Electric Cat is just going to kick back here, Mike, and it's just going to look at the horses that are all on this front trying to chase each other down. This is the type of horse, this is a stalker. Mm-hmm. I like this horse. This horse is going to be reeling horses in late here. I love a horse, 10 lengths back on the 8th spot here at Fairmont Park, May 23rd, and it flew. I'm sure. Telling you, the horse came flying towards the end there and took 3rd. That's the kind of the horse that I like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially when there's a lot of speed in this race, which I think there is. And let's go with the number 4 here, My Pal Al. My Pal Al is another closer here, and definitely the class of the what do you think, the group here? I think so. My Pal Al brings a nice little resume. They're putting it on the drop. They're looking for a win here, and it's the 5-2 probably end up being the favorite. So look at My Pal Al as something possibly in your exacta or your trifecta. That's what I got. 2-5-4.
Okay. I went a little different. Same numbers, just shook them up a little bit. I went with my pal Al. I think coming out of the races, he's coming in and throw the last race out. Something went awry. I don't know what it was. And
he just finished that race, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's okay. He's going to be a lot different company this time. And he running for a mile the last time, and evidently he didn't like the distance. So I'm going to throw that race out with a drop down to 4,000 and a horse that's going to be probably on the front end, Richie Rocks, which likes to fold up at the eighth pole. I think Santiago sits second, and he's got enough speed. You know, this other horse is cheap, this Richie Rocks. My pal Al's got enough speed to keep close to him, keep in contact, and when Richie spits the bit, I look for my pal Al to take over. Electric Cat, I'm going to use him for second. I think he gets by Richie Rocks as well, maybe inside the 16th pole.
So you're saying my horse gets third, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to use your horse, Richie Rocks, for third.
All right. Well, I'll bet you a soda on this one that I think my Richie Rocks is going to do a little bit better than that, because I look at Scotty Becker. Whenever he's got a horse in at 4,000, these are the – I mean, these horses to me – to Becker is like, hey, let's move them out. There's the luggage. Pack them up and send them out. You know, that's the way I look at things. And they're not very happy with my pal Al.
Right.
Matter of fact, Al is no longer a pal of that barn. All right. That's the way I look at Scotty Becker's mentality here. My pal Al is on its way out, and they're not seeing what they thought this horse was all about. They've dropped it down to 4,000. Of course, it's going to be competitive, but again, there's something wrong there. This horse ain't the same as what they thought it was. So, anyway, that's what we have.
Okay, soda it'll be.
Soda. We got a soda wager on here. This one,
Drew.
My
I like a lot of ice in my soda. By the way, Thursday when I come back.
Yeah, well, I like that Slurpee. I like that type of Slurpee. You know. Why don't they make that? Why can't they make a Diet Coke that's Slurpee?
I don't know.
They have regular Coke Slurpee. Why can't they make a Diet Coke Slurpee? It would sell a lot more. People like Diet Coke.
Yeah, email them. Find out. They'll give you an answer.
I don't get any answers from them. I already asked about the chicken wings at the 7-Eleven. And hey, you can come back here because we got, one more race here.
Yeah.
All right. So, guess what it is? Guess what it is, Mike? Hey, Drew, you know what time it is? It's the sixth race. Sixth race, 6 furlong, claiming 4,000. And guess who I got on top?
No.
Yes. I'm waiting for Drew to play that magical music. There it is. Carol's Case, my friends. Carol's Case. Molina Randazzo, and that's Teddy Randazzo, and I've been on the magic carpet ride ever since day one, and I'm not hopping off now. goes for three in a row here, and why not? The barn's nearly at 70%, followed by, how can I avoid this one? Teddy Randazzo again, 5-2 on Dandy Rap, and that's Giles, stablemate to Top Foe. My problem with this one is, they're both running the same type of race. They both like to go out front. What are you going to do here? Who are you going to tell, hey, can you back off a little bit, please, and run out of your game plan? So that's my only problem here with the Randazzo horses, but I'm sure Teddy will have it all fixed up and ready to go here. It is, after all, the magic carpet ride. And then it's the one horse, Adorable Eyes, and that's Santiago, and that's Tom Doris, 5-1. And I think it needs to be out front. I don't know how long it stay up there, but I got the 2662.
Okay. Well, I went a little different. I'm going to go against the magic carpet ride here.
Are you doing this?
No. Oh. I'm just kidding you. I am going with the Carol's Case, the six horse.
Well, wait a minute. We may have the music there for you.
Oh, that's good. It's amazing how that works.
There it is, Mike. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I went with Carol. I think she's the best horse in the race. I did use the one horse for second. I'm going to throw the two horse completely out of the picture. I have my doubts, and I just kind of wonder if she's even going to run. I went with the 7, Sing Kitty Sing for third. She's not done anything wrong. She runs hard every time. And I just went with a 6-1-7.
Yeah, I think the 7's an interesting play here because the 7 really is the type of horse that loves to come from behind. And it may just kick back here and just wait for this thing to completely unravel.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking at here. I'm looking at this thing unravel, and then the 7 may be a great play here, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to race number 7, our finale for Tuesday, August 15th. And if I could pull that up here, yep, well, here we go, race 7. Race 7, and that's a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. What do you got here, my man? Give us your fourth choice, too, because this is a superfecta right. That I always throw in there.
All right, I went with the outside horse, the favorite, maybe suspect. I look for her to go off at, I don't know if they're going to let her go off at 3-1, it'll be a gift. I think she's the best horse in the race. She sits back off the pace in here and should pick up all the pieces pretty handily at the end, dropping in from 12-5. Two starts back, she run in an A other than optional 5. She right. was in the other than condition. I just think Velasquez knows her. He's rode her 3 times, and I look for Leroy to win this race. For second, I went with the 2, Taste of Raj, Dennis Hughes and Uriel Lopez. For third, I used the 1, the inside runner lineup for Kisses. Last start, she faded real bad, but I think she needed a race over the track. I look for her to redeem herself a little bit. I think Santiago gets busted out of there, and I think he'll be holding on for third. And for fourth, I'm going to go with a little bit of a price. I'm going to go with a 6 horse at 12-1. Gay Britannia is my favorite. If you look at her last couple of races, she's closed well at the end. Last time out, she just got beat by 2.25 lengths or 2.75 lengths and ran a good race. And I look for her to run hard and run for fourth.
That's by the way, that's my last place horse on my thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I went with your 8 horse, maybe the suspect. I think that's the horse to beat here. I love this horse to come out and get the job done. When Velasquez has been on this horse the 3 times before Bilby, second, a first, a second, you know, the horse can come back from behind. Horse can run from the front, whatever. I like maybe a suspect here. And the drop and tag here really stands out here. I think this is a real live horse, maybe the play of the day next to that infamous Becker horse in the what race is that?
Fourth
race. What's the name of that?
Ms. Clipper.
Ms. Clipper. M-I-Z, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's get ready for some M-I-Z football this year too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I went with the 2 horse. I went with Taste the Raj. I like Taste of Raj. Taste of Raj here, that's a claiming 5,000 last race. That was a nice race at Arlington. I think it ran good, and it got the Northern Chicago people up in the they jumped on board here at, 5-1? I'm looking at Taste of Raj here and looking at this one for a win. Last time it raced here was July 1st. Had a nice little rally here. Ran a 63 on the speed buyer, and ran second, missed by 1. Now you're looking at this. Bilby's not running this race, right? I mean, he's not here.
Well, I don't know if he's going to ride tomorrow or not. I don't know that yet.
All right, because that's when Bilby was on the horse, and Lopez has been on the horse, and Lopez has done great on this horse. Has this horse in contention. Does Lopez like Uriel? I should have asked him. Does he like coming from behind, or does he like to be out front? Because he definitely, on paper, if you look at this race, folks, he loves bringing this horse from behind. And but how far do you keep it behind? That's the big thing about it.
Right. I think Uriel does prefer just off the pace.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Taste of Raj, and my third place horse is Ruby's Less, or Luby Lee's Song here. And that is Ruby Lee. And, you know, the last race, it didn't miss by much there. Lost by 0.5 length there, claiming 4,000, 3 life. It's the same. I don't know. You like the what was that? The six horse there?
Yes.
Isn't it the same race that that horse was in?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you don't like the seven, huh?
No.
All right. Well, I do. I think the drop in class here, when they drop this down to this level, this horse has really reacted to it and likes where it's at. I think this is the level that it can compete at. And the barn, Essen Price, they know that this horse is good at this level, and they're going to be live here. So I got an 8-2-7, and my fourth place spot here for the Superfecta is Sunny Summer James. Is it James or Jams? James. And that is the fourth.
James.
James?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you name him James? Where the hell is he? Oh, I forgot to put a little space there. It's summer. It's Sunny Summer. I got James on there, too. All right, so it's Sunny Summer. Well, damn it. I sent this off already. Some guy, I always get someone at Fairmont Park. Hey, you know, they're all drunk by right. that time. They're like, hey, do you know you had Sunny Summer James in the seventh grade? Did you write that? I go, yeah, can you believe that? There was a typo. Oh, you messed up again. Thank you. All right, so that's Sunny Summer here. I like, you know what, again, it just got claimed here. It's going to a different barn. Walker, when he's focused in on horses that he claims, he's pretty good here, folks. And I like this horse to catch the back end at a super. So we got an 8-2-7-4. What stands out here, Mike, for you? Which horse really you like, and what kind of an exact that you like out there as well?
Well, I think the best bet of the day is obviously the two horse in the fourth race, Miss Clipper. I agree with you. I think she's, you know, she'll be probably, she might be 1-9. You know, you're not going to make no money off that. But if I was going to go for a long shot play of the day, I would have to, I think it was the sixth race. I would go with I think the one horse is going to end up, even though Santiago is riding for Tom Doris, I think the one horse might creep up from the 5-1 line. And you might even get 6 or 7-1, especially if Dandy Rap does go and she runs. I think her, Carol's a case. You know, they'll be first and second in the wagering. Sing Kitty Sing will probably be third in the wagering. I look for a door live. You might get 8-1 on her. And
you're saying that it could take down the Magic Carpet Ride?
Yeah. I mean, she's coming from Prairie Meadows. You know, she likes the track. You know, if you go back 2 and 3 races back, I mean, even 2 starts back, Starters up there at Prairie Meadows, that's a tough bunch. And she's a length and a half at the most off the lead going up the backside in 44 and change. And Carol's the case. You know, you was talking earlier about her having the speed and Dandy Rap having the speed. Well, if Carol's the case and Dandy Rap, this filly from the rail, if Santiago sends her, she's got enough speed to be in front of them easily. And we'll see what happens.
I know. We will see. I'm still on the Magic Carpet Ride. You're not scaring me off here, fella. But I think my play today is my pick three. My pick three starts with race number 2. Race number 2, let's go with the 1-2-6, followed by the 3-4-6-7, and let's single the 2 here. So that's what we got. We got race 2, 1-2-6, race 3, 3-4-6-7, and let's follow up by the MIZZOU with the 2. That's what we have. I like it because, again, that one race before MIZ, we're looking at a long shot coming in here. I don't see a favorite coming in that race. I really don't. Yeah. That's what I got.
There you go.
All right, my friends, I hope you guys like our show. Tune in to our shows here. Go to Google Play. Go to Stitcher. Go to FairmontParkPodcast.com. Go to our site on Facebook, and that's Racing at Fairmont Park. If you guys got pictures, please put them on our site too, or send me a message with the pic, and we'd love to have them on there. Matter of fact, maybe a coolest picture or something like that. We can give out a T-shirt end of the year or something like that.
Yeah,
why not?
Go.
That'd be great as well. And still, we got some great fans out there that listen to our show. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep doing what you're doing and keep cashing those tickets. We love you, and we'll see you this coming Thursday. Hopefully, Michael had that soda for me.
Yeah.
All right. See you, folks.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.